first introduce you to Ihor Statkevich Wednesday on 7 Action News at 5 p.m. He admitted to leaving chunks of wood in the street on Detroit's east side. Statkevich told us he was from Mars and claimed his intention was to clean up the neighborhood.
Oh, yes, I'm Mr. Cleanup. Okay. I'm not Mr. Clean, I'm Mr. Clean Up.
Somebody said
I live in Warren and I'm cleaning up Detroit. Go figure that one out.
But somebody said that they tried to yell at you to come back and you kept going. And
it must have been a woman, and I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
But neighbors in his Warren neighborhood dispute that. One couple who live across the street have a PPO against Statkevich, and they were in court today as he faced a judge for his pretrial in another case in Warren. He was slapped with a list of charges including malicious destruction of property and indecent exposure. The couple allege he pulled his pants down in front of the whole family. He says he just wanted to clean up his trash. Statkevich failed to come to court a few times in this case, so he was taken to jail.
See, my mom bought me pants that were 10 sizes too big for me, so I put my belt on as far as it would go. Then I went outside as a nice Warren resident to keep my streets clean.
Threats of violence towards myself and my wife. So back at the end of April, we were granted a personal protection order against him.
Neighbors say he wasn't only using Detroit as a dumping ground, but his own yard, and the blight is an eyesore. As for the Detroit resident Jeff Brown, who called 7 Action News for help after the mess was left behind, Statkevich apologizes.
Tell him I'm very sorry and I'm coming to pick it up. It was a pure accident that my rear tires hit the curb and dislodged a few trunks, which I'm going to pick up, and I am so sorry.
But it was a curb on a dead end, though. And Statkevich was taken to the Macomb County Jail on $50,000 bond for each of his charges, and it's likely he'll face more charges for dumping tree parts, allegedly, in Detroit. In Warren, Tara Edwards, 7 Action News.